I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. Ferguson burns, South Africa simmers, why America is but a matchstick away. Wow, there's a provocative statement. It's actually a headline from the South African news site, The Daily Maverick. And Richard Poplack is the guy who wrote the story that goes with those words. You're a writer there at The Daily Maverick, and the line below that headline, Richard, reads, Ferguson explains more about South Africa and South Africa more about Ferguson than anyone would like to admit. So let me just take that apart. Let's start with the first part of that. What does Ferguson tell us about South Africa?
Police violence on black people in South Africa, even though most of the police force these days is indeed black, has been endemic for a number of years. There's been some very, very sizable scandals that have exploded in South Africa over the course of the past few years. None bigger, of course, than the Marikana massacre that occurred on a platinum mine in the community of Marikana in August of 2012. That's sort of South Africa's watershed moment, I guess you could say.
And that was a labor demonstration, and the strikers were inside kind of an area, and the police shot at them, and they had nowhere to go.
The police shot at them. Yeah, absolutely. And what the Daily Maverick reporter Greg Marinovich identified was that many of these young men were shot in the back by the police as they were fleeing. And Marco, if you're going to ask me if anybody was indicted for any of that, or if anybody has done any hard time, or if any heads have rolled whatsoever, I'd unfortunately have to say no. Everybody who pulled the trigger and all the people that backed them have gotten away with it. So I think South Africans are very, very familiar with what's happened in Ferguson, and certainly familiar with the feelings that have sort of accrued around the whole Ferguson debate.
And I'm curious, do police in South Africa ever, for brutality, ever serve time, ever get indicted?
Very, very, very rarely. There's another massive
black and white police, both.
Black and white police. There's another massive case regarding a young man named Andres Tatani, who during a demonstration in a community called Ficksburg was beaten very, very badly, live on camera by police. All of those policemen who beat him were easily identifiable. None of them has done any time. None of them was put before a judge.
So the second part of that statement, what is South Africa telling us about Ferguson?
Well, I think many South Africans are watching what's unfolding in Ferguson and are saying, well, we've been through all of this. We understand this all too well. We understand the frustration, and we certainly understand the pain. We also understand the sort of right-left dichotomy that's going on. The debate on one side saying, what are all these hooligans doing burning down this community? It's their community. Why would you do something like that? And besides, Michael Brown had it coming. Why would you mouth off to a cop? Those debates happen in South Africa all the time. On the other side, there's South Africans going, we just never get a fair shake from the police. The police are designed, it feels like, to malign poor communities.
Why do people not want to admit these parallels? That's kind of like the last question that's posed in that subtitle to your story.
Find me a self-respecting American who would like to compare America to South Africa. And, I don't blame anybody for not wanting to make that comparison. And there's a vice versa there as well. South Africans hate looking at America and saying, look, there's something to learn from what's happening there, that there's many, many parallels between our two histories. What I'm really referring to, and where this whole conversation gets incredibly interesting, is that we've both had these vaunted, enormously powerful post-racial narratives. Our own happened, of course, with Nelson Mandela, and America's occurred with Barack Obama. Now, of course, there's been other points along the continuum. In both instances, but we're both supposed to be undergoing these post-racial Shangri-Las where reconciliation is happening every day and our terrible institutionalized segregation is a thing of the past. Post-racial what? There's been no reconciliation. There's certainly been no redistribution when it comes to wealth and real power in both countries.
Richard Poplack is a writer based in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you very much for your thoughts.
Thank you, Marco. Thank you for having me.